Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, in today's episode of The Teacher, we are going to be discussing the concept of imamah. In Islam, imamah means leadership, and it is not only a concept, rather a system in Islam. Okay, now we are going to be digging into some of the special qualities and conditions of an imam, a divinely appointed imam. So, last lesson we talked about the first quality, which is the infallibility or being free from sin and error. Today we're going to be discussing the second quality, which is overflowing with knowledge. The third one, just to list out the qualities that we will be covering in these shows, the third one is courage. The fourth one is austerity. And the fifth one is ethical or moral attractions. Brothers and sisters, the 12 imams are the spiritual and political successors of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah. According to Islamic theology, the successors to Prophet Muhammad are infallible human beings who rule justly over human beings and maintain and interpret Sharia, the Islamic jurisprudence, and undertake the esoteric interpretation of the Quran. Now, discussing the overflowing with knowledge attribute or quality that an imam possess, we should first look into that knowledge can be actually divided into two parts. The first one is the knowledge of something which is present to us right here and right now. We call it ilm bil hadir. The second type of ilm or knowledge is the knowledge of something which we know, but is not here now. We call it ilm bil ghaib, the knowledge of what is concealed from the senses. The knowledge of ghaib or the hidden knowledge itself can be divided into two kinds. The first kind is the knowledge that comes to us through our senses, but indirectly. Examples of such knowledge are knowledge of history, for example, right? We have not seen history taking place, but we can acquire that knowledge of what happened in the history. The second type of ilm al-ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen, is the type of knowledge of ghaib which does not come through our senses. The 12 imams, brothers and sisters, the divinely appointed 12 imams are gifted with all types of knowledge bank. It is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant anyone knowledge, we know that. And we are talking about the knowledge, not mere information. As we know, Allah calls knowledge to be the noor of Allah. So, with the prophets and with the imams, we in the school of Ahlul Bayt, the Shia school of thought within Islam, is convinced that the Imams of Ahlul Bayt have the maximum amount of knowledge that Allah has given to anyone. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and these 12 Imams that we're talking about under the concept of or the system of Imamah, these 12 Imams, they possess the maximum amount of knowledge that Allah has potentially given to any other creature or any other human being. We're going to take a break, and once we come back from it, we're going to continue talking about the overflowing with knowledge attribute of imams. Stay with us.
Shiite views of the infallible imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Hewer. the Quran actually speaks about guidance. It says you are to obey God, and then you are to obey the Prophet Muhammad, and then you are to obey those persons placed amongst you of authority. These are understood to be the Imams. And they are to lead the community after Prophet Muhammad. Where do they get this guidance from? Well, they get it from three sources. First of all, they get it from the book, from the Quran itself. Secondly, they receive the guidance, of course, through the teaching of Prophet Muhammad. But thirdly, the Imams are possessed of a guiding light, a light from God, which indwells them and guides them with certainty and with surety to the right path. So it is the inner light which enables them to interpret and to give guidance based on these two earlier sources. Now, just in the same way that the prophets are without sin and without error, and are given the confidence, the assurance, by their knowledge of things that the rest of us can't know, so the Imams also are without sin, without error, and have this inner assurance by the divine gift of light that they have knowledge which is unavailable to the rest of us.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before we went on to the break, we were talking about the qualities or the special qualities and conditions of the divinely appointed 12 Imams. The concept or the system of Imama and Wilaya in Islam informs us that there are certain attributes that are possessed by these divinely appointed personalities. And we said that overflowing with knowledge is one of those attributes, is one of those special conditions. So before the break, we talked about two types of knowledges. One is the ilm or the knowledge that can be acquired, and the other is the knowledge that is the knowledge of the unseen. And we said all of these and rest of the knowledges were possessed and are possessed by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Now, we're going to present to you some of the arguments to be able to understand this quality or this attribute of Imams. The first argument is that the Imam, like a prophet, is a place of refuge of knowledge for the people. He must know all principles and practices of the religion, the external and the internal meanings of the Holy Quran, the traditions of the Prophet, and whatever relates to Islam, and also in a complete way, in its entirety. Be aware, because he is the preserver and the guardian of the divine law, as well as the leader and guide of the people. So this particular attribute is a must-have for any Imam who is divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to be inevitably the most knowledgeable person of his time. There could never be any other person who supersedes the Imam of the time or the divinely appointed prophet or Imam of the time in his knowledge. The second argument is that a person who, when a complicated issue is presented, either becomes conscious or asks another person for the answer, their knowledge and information will not answer the needs of an Islamic society. They can never be given the position or station of imama and leadership of the people. In conclusion, the imam must be the most aware and most knowledgeable person in relation to the religion of God after the death of Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who does not allow Islam to deviate. The goal of this imam, this divinely appointed imam, is to preserve Islam. If there are others who are more knowledgeable than him, then they can actually hijack Islam, right? They can actually deviate people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the arrangement that Allah has made for humanity to continue receiving that guidance is the system of imama. The system of imama is that position which is filled with knowledge. All the other knowledges, in fact, according to the school of Ahlul Bayt, they actually erupt from the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. Okay? So there's no knowledge that has not come from the knowledge of the Imams and Ahlul Bayt. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.